It is Today FM, and I am delighted to have Ricky and Simon from the Kaiser Chiefs in studio. Hello, gentlemen.
Hurrah.
Hurrah.
Back. You are going to be back in Ireland in the Three Arena on the 23rd of February with support from Johnny Barr and the boys, Razor Light, and I am looking forward to it.
That's what they like to be called. They love that.
Johnny Barr and the boys.
The other three or four. Johnny Burrell, yeah. That's interesting, isn't it?
You know something? I saw them at Electric Picnic. There is a time for music there. That I kind of like to see, as in the likes of you guys, Keane, Razor Light.
Right.
Like that to me is very fresh. Like Employment was a huge album here back in the day.
It was very big in my life as well.
Yeah.
I
would imagine so.
Very important to me.
I would
that.
Imagine so.
I'm an accountant.
A big change from Runciton Parva.
Yeah.
Yes. This was because it was 3 years of that, and then it changed, and it was like, I'm not singing about high school.
Well, anymore. I can't really remember what order things went in, but I just know I was in a band called Runciton Parva with Simon. Mm-hmm. And then we changed it to Parva. Because we thought it was a stupid name, which it still was. And then we're called Kaiser Chiefs now. It's equally ridiculous. But we did a lot better when we changed our name and decided to be more of ourselves.
I like the creativity when it comes to names because, and this brings me to Duck, right, which is the latest album. Because Duck is, for people that don't know, when you're in the recording industry, when you're sending tracks between each other, what you do is you put a name on it.
Yeah.
Just you pick a name and you put it on it. If we were to go back to Employment or whatever, Employment was Employment. I know because you said that. But what about the other albums?
So well,
what
kind of we didn't really have folders to send around then. It was CDs and you'd write silly things on them.
Your Stood Angry Mob was called Regret. The band name was Regret Bull.
Regrettable.
The album was called... We tried to... Because Your Stood Angry Mob came out when albums were getting stolen or whatever, you know, like put on the internet, on Napster. So we had an idea that we'd make it sound like the least attractive album of all time, like it was a demo by the worst possible band, and the worst band name we could think of was Regret. I think it was Regrettable, but it was meant to be like Regrettable.
Yeah, it was terrible. And also, do you remember when we... Because I got a CD of it to take home for Christmas, and I hid it so well after a couple of Baileys, I couldn't find it.
I found it. Mixsafe.
It was under... Really? It was under a rug when I moved.
That's the beauty of these things, because I think people miss out on some of those great stories when it comes to music.
We've named most of our albums something different before they came out. Duck was always Duck.
Well, that was the point I was making.
Yeah. And I think the third one, we wanted to call it Où est la gare in French.
Mm-hmm.
That we didn't call it that. We chickened out. I think we should have.
Is that Where is the Station?
Où est la gare. And then I think Kablamo was the name.
Yeah.
It was going around for one of our records. But, you know, and then you look back and think, we should have done that. Should have done it. But you don't always... Life's full of regrets.
I don't know, is it, though? I don't think you guys have done too much wrong.
Oh, no, we just keep going.
Well, this is the last record. So just go to Duck, right? For me, that is... That's Kaiser Chiefs. That's the most Kaiser Chiefs record there is out there.
Thanks.
People know how to...
That's lucky.
No, but seriously. People know how to love one another.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear that, you're kind of going, that's definitely a distinctive Kaiser Chiefs sound. And then, you played Wembley with Who and Eddie Vedder, you opened with that, which is ballsy enough too as well, because the album was only out. Well, actually, the album wasn't even out. The album came out the 26th. Yeah,
it was weird, because you say that's ballsy, and in the past, we've never really done that, open with something new. And but it didn't feel ballsy at all. It just felt like, well, that's one of our biggest songs that we should open with it, and I think that shows a little bit of confidence.
I think it does.
So it's ballsy, but we never thought it was ballsy.
I think it's instant in the same way some of the first album stuff was instant. It's just you get it straight away.
Yeah, I'd imagine when you play the songs anymore, it's just kind of like, oh yeah, I know that.
It's instant in a good way, not in like a pot noodle kind of way.
No. But I mean, like, when you go to a Kaiser Chiefs gig, and I know this from even when you guys, and I was saying this because the last time I would have seen you guys live was when you supported Foo Fighters, and you've done massive, massive gigs like that. But that's a big one for Ireland, like Staincastle, and you're there. It's a real wet day. You were saying that you were kind of ill that day, and you were kind of ill on the Wembley day. But the thing is, for a Kaiser Chiefs, when you hit the stage, it's hit after hit after hit. It's like literally bang, Ruby, bang, Everyday Loveliness, bang. Oh my God, I can't believe it.
Simon writes the set lists, so he's in charge of that.
I'm really going to enjoy playing the Three Arena on the 23rd of February.
Oh, nice plug.
Next year, and we'll be able to have a long set, and we'll play lots of stuff in the new album. We'll play lots of deep cuts and lots of interesting stuff. But when we play supporting The Who at Wembley, for instance, and we've got like 40 minutes, it's a joy to write a set list because you're missing out stuff that's like reasonably big.
Yeah.
You know it's going to be bang, 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 and everyone, it's just really, really, like, there's no... or taking it down a bit and then bringing it up, and any of that is just bang, 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 which is great.
So what was Wembley like? Because that was the first Wembley gig, wasn't it?
It was the first time we played it, yeah.
First Wembley gig.
Well, obviously, yeah.
We're going to reclassify. I think they're calling that gig zero. That was how I intended
the question to go.
It was fantastic. Like, I was ill at that one as well. God, I've got a history of being ill, haven't I?
I think you're at your best when you're ill.
I am.
In fact, we should be giving him something to make him ill all the time, like feeding him bits of broken glass and things like that just before the gig.
I feel all right today.
Good.
Yeah.
Where's the broken glass? Sorry.
Some gems.
This interview isn't going the way I wanted it. No, but in fairness, and it's unfortunate, but I think the likes of Wembley or Staincastle, like when you go out there, I mean, I think it perks you up a bit, no?
Yeah, no, it does. Yeah. And to be totally honest, the more the merrier. The more people there are, I think the more I enjoy it. Which sounds big-headed, and it probably is. But it is good fun playing to... Mm. I nearly swore then. A shed load of people.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's important, and I think that you guys do. So you used to have this pre-gig ritual of doing Call Me Al, and it changed the time warp. What is it now?
It's different old time.
The reason I think people think it's Call Me Al was because it was that day. Whoever asked us the question, that's what it was. The day before, and it's different every day, but it's there's a few songs I think that, like, the time warp is a like that's what if Ricky's really low.
Oh yeah, if I've got something really wrong with it,
then you've got to really pick him up. Then the time warp is
it's
one
astounding.
Of the
times been ting. Madness.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fantastic song, and I only wish we had something of that caliber in our arsenal. But no,
Prom is quite similar.
We have a song called Zombie Prom, which we've never released. We've done a demo of it.
Oh wow!
But I think we keep waiting for Halloween, but then we keep missing it.
Whoa!
Yeah,
it's every year, but we keep missing it.
Yeah,
got a Christmas song as well that we should. Do.
We do.
We've got one. Christmas song, gents.
We've got one for every special occasion.
You have to record them in summer, though. So you have to remember.
Yeah, and we always forget.
So it's always kind of procrastinating about what happened last Christmas and how it should have been different and how it's going to change this Christmas.
We've got songs about every major holiday. You know, Burns Night. You know those things that are in your calendar and you go, what is the Battle of the Boyne? And it comes up every year. I don't know. Well, let's write a song about it. Make it a popular holiday.
I like this. So you're going to be back in Ireland. This is going to be quite a huge gig on the back of the album. The album itself, when you recorded that, this is a different approach to this album, wasn't it? Because I know sometimes when you guys go in, you're like, okay, right, let's do what we're doing. But when you went in initially, it was kind of like, all right, let's just play songs and see what we can do. And you kind of went in writing, first of all, before putting any ideas on the table.
I think what we always do is, it always ends up sounding different. And it's not like we plan to make it sound different. It's just that... By its very nature, the time you have writing an album represents something that's going on in your life. And I think we were feeling like the Kaiser Chiefs, and so it sounds like the Kaiser Chiefs. Well, the album before, we were just trying to... We had this plan to make the best songs possible that didn't have to be by the Kaiser Chiefs, which sounds like a good plan, but it's such a weird thing when you do have the name behind you to kind of ignore that and the heritage and everything that, you know, people like about us, and just go, let's write songs that could be by anyone. But this one, we were like, well, let's just do what we're good at.
Is that a poison chalice? I mean, like, in fairness, you know, people are all say, oh yeah, do something new. But if you do something new, they're like, oh well, a Mr. Old Sound kind of thing. It's horrible.
If you make something that's too far away, you get criticised. If you make something that's too, like, what you started off, you get criticised.
Same old. Yeah, you
can't worry about it. So you just have to make what you're feeling. Yeah?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. I loved Hole in My Soul and the video for that. Hole in My Soul, the video for that, I was actually quite surprised that they didn't let you keep the cars. If it was the 90s, they would have let you keep the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had one.
It was a pity. I thought you liked those Hondas.
No, I had one for a while.
Did you?
I had to be careful. I had to hide it, park it around the corner when I was turning up at practice.
So how'd you get down here? None of your business, Peanut. Took the bus.
Yeah, I got the
none
bus.
None of your business, old chap.
Yeah.
But similarly to that, I'm looking at the video for People Know How to Love One Another. And it's real trippy. It's like Where's Wally meets Dr. Snuggles. And I'm watching it and I'm just seeing these signs coming up on the road and E-Boy is there and an old Volkswagen Transport, and I'm kind of going, right, it's one of those. You know what I mean?
We always wanted to have a video that we weren't in.
Yeah.
And now we're not in any of them. And it's kind of disappointing. Now I want to be in them again. We're always disappointed in ourselves. Even, you know, I think that's ambition for you, isn't it?
I think that... We are in it because we're cartoon versions of it.
Yeah, I know.
But we're not in it.
I didn't have to get up at 4 in the morning, loads of makeup. You know how long I take in makeup. Oh, man, I love the stuff. We're on a TV show later and I can't wait to get in that makeup chair.
Oh, well, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Listen, come here. The best of luck with the album, Duck, which was released in July. It's brilliant. If anyone hasn't checked it out, you need to go up and download it. It's actually brilliant. It's classic Kaiser Chiefs. It's good. And I'm trying to sell it for the boys, so get it. So, I don't need to be selling it anyway.
1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Can I ding this bell?
Go on, do it. Yes.
Sold.
Sold. Kaiser Chiefs will play with Razor Light in the Three Arena on the 23rd of February. Do not miss that. Tickets available from Ticketmaster.ie. Simon, Ricky, lovely to have you guys in the studio.
Thank you very much for having us. Really appreciate it. Can we come back in February?
Absolutely. Play a session. Yeah?
All right.
Fine.
Yeah? All right. It's done. Done. Nice one. Done deal.
Thank you. Fergal Darcy. Weekdays from 2 on Today FM.